Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 12, The Power of the Mind. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. I need to start this episode with a confession. When I hear people talk about the power of the subconscious, my internal BS detector goes crazy. Too often, that idea is presented as some kind of wish-granting force. Think the right thoughts, visualize hard enough, and somehow the universe delivers. If that were true, I think we all might be lottery winners. What I appreciate about this is that Earl does not go down that road. Instead, he takes a much more disciplined and, frankly, more scientific approach to the subconscious mind, using the subconscious on purpose. Earl doesn't tell us to believe in the subconscious. He tells us to use it experimentally. The process he lays out begins once again with clarity. First, clearly define a goal or problem to be solved. Then, consciously and actively study it, read it, think, analyze, work the problem from every angle you can. Keep going until you genuinely feel there's nothing more you can mentally do about looking at this problem. Then, and this is the key to it all, walk away. Let it go. Stop thinking about it. Forget about it for a while. Earl suggests that if the solution doesn't come to you within a day or so, repeat the process. This isn't magical thinking. It's structured problem solving. You are feeding the mind with information, then allowing deeper cognitive processes to continue working without the conscious mind interfering. And importantly, Earl encourages us to treat it as an experiment. If it doesn't work, adjust your approach. Try again. Learn from the results. That framing alone makes this idea a far more believable and useful process. The next section of this episode moves into an idea I think of as act as if. Earl argues that to be, do, or have something in life, you first must become the kind of person who would naturally do it or have it. That means changing habits, changing routines, changing environments. If you want a different outcome, you have to align your daily life with that aim. If someone wants to be financially successful, but they come from an impoverished background, Earl would suggest not wishing for wealth. He suggests studying people who started in similar circumstances and overcame them, then acting the way they did. If we truly are products of our environment, then the solution isn't to complain about the environment. It's to reshape it. Your surroundings, habits, inputs, and influences should support, not sabotage, your goals. The episode closes by returning to a familiar but powerful theme. Today, Earl reads a famous Sanskrit passage that captures this idea beautifully. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lie all the realities and the verities of existence, the bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of achievement. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. That passage lands every time I hear it. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed. The only place where growth, action, and achievement can actually occur is today. So episode 12 leaves me with this reminder. Be clear about your aim. Do the conscious work. Let the mind keep working beneath the surface. Shape your environment to match your goals and live fully today. Until next time, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.